Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up in the spotlight, President Biden front and center at the United Nations as he gives his first speech before fellow world leaders. And Savannah sat down with one of them, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, ahead of his meeting with the president.
What we've got to do is work together as the West. Afghanistan can't be a breeding ground for terror anymore.
We are live with the latest. Need a boost? Overnight, Johnson & Johnson reveals its single-dose vaccine is even stronger after a booster shot. This as parents wait for kids to get vaccine approval. The new details coming up. Plus, not so shellfish. Harry Smith takes us to New York's East River for a closer look at how oysters are once again keeping the harbor clean.
Without the oysters, you know, you have a landscape that's flat and featureless with nowhere to hide and nothing to eat.
Just ahead, why they are so important to the world around us. And there was no doubt. Gwen Stefani shares a behind-the-scenes look at the emotional moment she said yes to the dress. Today, Tuesday, September 21st, 2021.
Today's a special day.
For my mom watching in Arizona.
Happy birthday!
Sending love to our five beautiful grandchildren from Des Moines, Iowa.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary.
Visiting from Maple Grove, Minnesota.
And Louisville, Kentucky.
We're the Benjamins.
And we're the Wachowskis.
And we're sisters from Baltimore County, Maryland. And we love today.
Woo! We love you right back. Welcome back to Today. We're so happy that you are joining us on this nice Tuesday morning, last day of summer. Savor and linger.
Let's soak it all in.
We're going to get right to your news at 8 o'clock now. President Biden, in his first address to the United Nations, urging united action against global threats, including climate change and the COVID pandemic. NBC's chief White House correspondent and Weekend Today anchor, co-anchor Peter Alexander's at the UN with the latest. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Hey, Hoda, good morning to you. This speech wrapping up only a short time ago, a much more traditional United Nations speech from President Biden, his debut speech before the General Assembly, and focusing heavily on trying to rebuild partnerships, to revitalize alliances, and to restore the U.S.'s position as the global leader. But he is facing a lot of pushback on a series of topics, including the chaotic troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, as well as more recently the U.S. excluding France from a submarine deal with Australia. The president addressing some of those criticisms, and as it relates to a U.S. foreign policy overseas, saying the focus would be not on relentless war, but relentless diplomacy.
U.S. military power must be our tool of last resort, not our first, and should not be used as an answer to every problem we see. Bombs and bullets cannot defend against COVID-19. To fight this pandemic, we need a collective act of science and political will.
The president's focus was heavily on the coronavirus pandemic and on climate change. On coronavirus, there has been much criticism that the president is pushing to give out third shots or booster shots to many Americans when much of the world has not received it first. It's first. And here's what the president had to say specifically on climate change.
Making these ambitious investments isn't just good climate policy. It's a chance for each of our countries to invest in ourselves and our own future. It's an enormous opportunity to create good-paying jobs for workers in each of our countries and to spur long-term economic growth that will improve the quality of life for all of our people.
A very stark contrast between President Biden saying that America is back and his predecessor, former President Trump, with his America First policy. The president heads back to Washington today, hosting the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson at the White House. Hoda.
Peter Alexander at the UN for us. Peter, thank you.
We've got breaking news this morning about the one-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and whether a booster shot is called for. It comes as the FDA considers letting young children get the Pfizer vaccine. NBC's Stephanie Goss joins us with the details on that. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning. This is good news from Johnson & Johnson. They say their latest data shows that their vaccine is holding up against the variants. And with a booster, it's even stronger. But the FDA has yet to approve boosters for any vaccine. They're considering a recommendation from one of its boards to approve a Pfizer booster for people over the age of 65 and with other health risks, underlying health risks. The FDA is also set to consider whether or not to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Some health experts say if that age group gets vaccinated, it could put an end to some of the worst of the pandemic that we've seen with this Delta variant. Savannah?
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much.
A CIA official who traveled to India this month is the latest to report symptoms of Havana syndrome. That's the mystery illness that struck dozens of people at the U.S. Embassy in Cuba several years ago. That official was traveling with CIA Director William Burns at the time. Havana syndrome can cause dizziness, nausea, headaches, even brain damage. Some victims reported hearing high-pitched sounds before their problems started. The National Academy of Sciences reported last year that the most likely cause of Havana syndrome is microwave energy focused on a target.
All right, it is coming up on 8:06. We got the news covered.
We come back here. We're going to try and take a turn. There's our guy, Harry Smith. Harry's going to share a fascinating look at how the oysters that we enjoy in restaurants are being reused to help bring the waters of New York Harbor back to life. We'll have that for you right after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today Goes Green is sponsored by Delta. Keep climbing.
We are back with our ongoing series, Today Goes Green, and this morning, the little mollusk that could when it comes to helping the environment.
This is really fascinating. We're talking about oysters. Harry Smith is here to tell us about a group looking to clean up New York Harbor. One raw bar at a time, Harry. I never well thought said. About this. Yeah. And by the way, you brought water. Are we dehydrated? What's all this about?
Well, this is what 50 gallons of water looks like. Okay. That's going to come into play here in just a second. But if you were on the ship with Henry Hudson in 1607 and rolled into New York Harbor, with Al West,
yes, exactly.
You were second mate, right? If you rolled in, this place was teeming with hundreds of square miles of oyster beds.
Wow.
Oyster beds are also a lot like a coral reef. Oh. They're so good for so many different things. And what's happening right now in New York is they're trying to put 1 billion new oysters back in the water again.
Even if you don't love oysters, you gotta love oysters.
Each one of these glistening mollusks filters 50 gallons of water through its system every day.
And even when there's nothing left but the shell, they can still help out. But it's a bit of a putrid process.
The aroma.
Several times a week, discarded oyster shells are collected from New York restaurants, like here at Crave Fish Bar. Their destination, the most ambitious objective, the Billion Oyster Project.
These are all recycled from restaurants throughout New York City.
Yeah.
Once the shells are dried and cured, they become launch pads for oyster larvae.
So in one flat like this, how many larvae do you think are in like this flat?
Ooh, right, we could have anywhere between 400 to 1,000 oysters. These guys right here, these are the oysters. So if you could.
Oh, I see. It's
see
a little
one,
darkish
yeah.
there.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So as they continue to grow, they grow like fingernails. So they kind of start growing outward.
Uh-huh.
And the bigger that they get, the more resilient they are.
And resilient they will need to be, because the oysters are being planted in New York Harbor. Compared to decades past, the harbor's waters have improved, but still anything but pristine.
And once people start caring about what's in here, it's going to make a huge difference in our future.
Hard to imagine, but New York Harbor was once teeming with life, a dreamlike ecosystem.
But New York Harbor, 400 years ago, had more abundance, more natural abundance than anywhere on Earth has now.
Here?
Here in New York Harbor.
You're putting me on now.
No, no, no. And we ate all the oysters in about 100 years and cut that ecosystem off of the knees.
And the base of that ecosystem, oysters.
What do oysters do?
Oysters and oyster reefs do almost all the same things that coral reefs do.
Just like coral reefs? Who knew?
So you can think of them just like the trees in a forest, the grass in a salt marsh. Without the oysters, you have a landscape that's flat and featureless with nowhere to hide and nothing to eat.
A buffer zone, arguably more important than ever.
Historically, oyster reefs played a huge role in protecting the shore from normal waves and storm waves. Oyster reefs and other natural infrastructures can play a role in protecting shores from climate change.
And lest you doubt the humble bivalve's ability to grow in New York Harbor, check this out. A year later, this installation is proof that if the larva can make it here, well, you know the rest.
So lots of baby oysters, and we have...
With an enthusiastic group of staff and volunteers, Tanasia Swift recently led us in the installation of several dozen flats containing several hundred thousand oyster larvae, a small but significant step toward the goal of a billion.
As a native New Yorker, to have skin in the game, so to speak, with this project, what is it like for you?
It definitely warms my heart. Like, I grew up in Brooklyn. I was born and raised in Bed-Stuy. And so I'm visiting the childhood places that I used to visit as a child. My dad was a fisherman, and then now I'm restoring oysters right in Brooklyn where I was raised. So it really warms my heart, and it makes me, love my city even more.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oyster Love Fest.
Yes.
Right?
So the 50 gallons.
50 gallons a day. One little oyster filtering off all that's...
Wait, you had said in New York at one point in history, oysters were more abundant than pizza. Like, it was the thing
in New York. It was what everyone ate until early in the 20th century.
Wow. Yeah.
You said oyster carts?
There were oyster carts.
Yes.
I wasn't around, but they used to sound like a nickel for a bunch.
Streets were paved with oysters.
Yeah.
Parts of the old Trinity Church, the mortar was made with oysters.
Wow.
This was the oyster capital of the world.
Wow, it's so ingenious.
But these oysters that are doing there, this is really just for reef creation, habitat creation. It's probably not in our lifetime that we'll
how long until we reach
that? Well, that was what I was wondering. Like, what's the trajectory to where there's some changes?
Well, part of the issue is infrastructure, right? Yeah. Our sewer systems are connected to New York City, and if we get more than a quarter of an
sounds like a follow-up
inch
piece
in
is
rain, of rain, what comes out into the harbor is it's not industrial waste. It's our waste.
Yeah, you get that.
We don't need a story.
So we need those oysters to
follow up there.
Yeah,
right?
No follow up. You're good.
You have to care about this, otherwise you're very shellfish.
Oh,
it took him that long, actually. I'm surprised.
No, it's just waiting.
He's been holding on it.
You guys everyone like to eat oysters?
I love oysters.
Do you?
Love
them.
Do you like oysters?
I do.
The oyster.
Oh, you don't like oysters?
We don't like them.
You don't like buffalo wings? You don't.
I love wings.
We think they're shells with sauce.
Oh, here we go.
Oh yeah. Speaking of the environment, Al has a really important and big announcement.
We're very excited about this. With climate concerns front and center, we're going to take a deeper dive into the changes, the extremes, the strategies, and solutions about climate. We're calling it Today Climate, featuring a wide variety of stories and initiatives here on Today, as well as today.com, Today All Day, and across all of our social media platforms. Basically, whenever and however you engage with us, it's going to be a chance for us to expand our coverage and highlight innovations that are designed to help our natural resources thrive. And we hope and want to encourage everybody to go to today.com for more.
Well, sure, you is a good one.
You need oysters. That's all you need. Yeah.
Highlight solutions, which is great. And I know how important this is to you personally. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get started this morning on the third hour, right?
That's right. In fact, I went for a ride in a lab on wheels that actually detects surprising ways that we are all contributing to air pollution. We all have personal plumes that are giving off pollutants.
Oh, no. Some are bigger than others.
That's right. And it's not what you think, okay. Although there are those too.
Yes.
But when you see what we found, okay. There's a mobile van that's it's fascinating.
Okay. Is that, all right, and now you've got to check the weather, Al. You're a busy guy.
Your personal plume. That's right. Your PP. Okay, anyway, let's show you what we've got going on right now. For this afternoon, we're looking at strong storms firing up from the Great Lakes all the way down into the Tennessee River Valley. Wet weather in the southeast as well. Temperatures still pretty hot through the southwest, also into Texas, on into the lower Mississippi River Valley. Much cooler out west. In fact, we are looking for a morning freeze this morning up in the parts of the northern Rockies. Much cooler through Texas. Gorgeous day here in the northeast and New England, but flood watches through the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, also into the southeast as well. It's going to be a real mess later on today into tomorrow here in the northeast also. And don't forget, you can find us on the radio, Sirius XM channel 108. But
off
in the meantime,
the rails today.
Off the rails, best of.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Ms. Jones is not feeling
well. She partied too hard this weekend.
But to get you past that, we've got the best time of the morning.
Pop star. Thank you.
Thank you. First up, we're going to be talking about our buddy Gwen Stefani. It's been a couple of months since Gwen said I do to Blake at their fairy tale Oklahoma wedding. Boy, that was so much fun. Yesterday, the Grammy winner took to Instagram to share a very special series of throwbacks from the moment she said yes to the dress. From head to toe, the bride-to-be seen glowing as she struts up and down the catwalk in the custom Vera Wang silk georgette gown and those white stiletto boots. Gwen writing in the caption that this is only the second dress she tried on. Is that common?
Oh, wow.
How many dresses would you say the average bride tries on?
I think people try on a lot.
Yeah.
Well, which time?
Already there.
Sorry, was too weird. Okay. Hey. I don't know.
All right, what's next up, pop star?
Tom Hanks is next. Wow. The Hollywood heavy hitter set to star alongside a robot and a dog in his upcoming movie Finch. Hanks leading the cast as an innovator who survived an apocalyptic event here on Earth with his canine best friend, but worried that he wouldn't be around long enough to take care of the dog for long, so he builds a robot companion to step in as caretaker, and the three make up this unconventional futuristic family.
Is this like a futuristic version of Turner and Hooch?
I don't know.
Oh.
Or maybe a little I Am Legend.
Oh.
That's on Apple TV Plus on November 5th. You can watch it and see what you think.
I would watch him read a phone book.
Me too.
Me too. He's the best. American treasure, Tom Hanks. Still thinking about Savannah's multiple marriages.
Stop it! I love Mike Feldman so much.
Well,
so
in my world, nothing happened before him ever.
Well, for neither,
that's right.
Neither
BF
for me or for
Feldy.
Him.
Nothing.
No, there
it
is
was
no
Feldy,
before
and then the life began.
I know. Yes. And you know what? He likes to tease me about
it. Hey, what's next up in pop star?
Yeah,
John Stewart.
Keep us on the train.
A comedian returning to the small screen with a brand new show called The Problem with John Stewart. It's set to tackle all things current events, from inequality in America to veteran care. I love that he's back on TV. It's a new series, The Problem with John Stewart. That's on Apple TV Plus on September 30th. John will also be releasing a companion podcast, which would be great because you can continue the conversation of each episode of that. And also, you, Savannah, are going to sit down with John, as I understand it,
next week.
Yeah. So we'll have much more on
your next husband.
Show.
Oh, stop.
Straight ahead, guys. Are you guys ready to be inspired?
Yes.
You know who's here?
Savannah. Who?
Amanda Gorman. She wowed with her poetry at the inauguration. She is live on our plaza. She's got a powerful new message on achieving your dreams and changing the world, something that she is doing every single day. Got a brand new children's book out that both Savannah and my kids are reading. It's a good one. We'll talk to Amanda coming up.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back. It's 8:30.
We're back.
All right. Meantime, guys, look who's here. a 23-year-old powerhouse, Amanda Gorman. You guys remember, she blew everybody away with her poem at the inauguration. She just happened to have co-hosted the Met Gala, and this morning, she's got a new and inspiring message for us all. We can't wait to hear all about it.
Oh, I'm excited to meet her. Then, guys, get ready to shop till you drop. We're going to get a sneak peek at Allure Magazine's Best of Beauty Winners for 2021. This is always a good one.
And the one and only Christina Tosi is going to be joining us. We're going to find out how the Milk Bar creator is teaching kids to celebrate their creativity in a delicious way.
And we've got another kitchen adventure coming up in the third hour. Dylan is going to be cooking with Cal. And this time she's got a fun recipe that could make your kids actually enjoy eating zucchini.
Right, like that. And be sure to join us tomorrow as we focus on The Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, starring James Gandolfini's son, Michael. He's going to tell us what it's like stepping into the role that made his late dad a household name and the very Sopranos welcome he got on the set, which I'm not sure that would be. He's like, still alive, I think. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, fish in your bed or something like that. Okay, Hoda, word on the street is that you have a new podcast, and not only that, it is quickly earning listeners and fans, rising to the top of the charts, literally. The power of Hoda. We talked about the first episode yesterday, which is a winner. Now we've got episode two up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there's a great, great writer. Her name is Suleika Jawad, and she got cancer when she was really young. And she, you know, she wrote a column for the New York Times, and a lot of people wrote her letters. And she went on this journey to visit the people who wrote her letters. Oh, wow. And she learned life lessons from them. It was crazy. Well, right now, she's written a book, and it's called Between Two Kingdoms. It is a bestseller. Here's just a little bit of what Suleika had to say.
To be able to kind of tell and talk about the unvarnished truth of what it means to have your life upended, whether by, you know, a cancer diagnosis or some other kind of heartbreak or loss that brings you to the floor, and to be able to talk about that with people who had experienced some version of that felt like such a gift.
And in addition to her being amazing, like, you'll learn a ton of life lessons, she's actually, her partner is Jean-Baptiste.
I thought I saw
who
him.
Who is, he sat with us too and visited, and we learned about their love and how they, just how their relationship, how they navigated through all this stuff. They're amazing. So they're a lot of fun. So they're our next one.
And we've do people find that?
It's also on the, you just go to the, wherever you get your podcast, the purple button on your phone or however you do
the
it.
The QR code's up too, by the way, at the bottom of the screen.
I just searched Hoda this morning on my podcast and I found it, came right away.
Anyway, I listened to the first one on the plane coming home yesterday.
Did you like it?
It's great.
You did?
Oh. It's terrific.
You know, Roker would tell you the truth.
I know he would.
No, listen. If it wasn't,
I would
still say it was lovely, but it was fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks, Al.
You always tell the truth about the weather as well. So
I try, or at least sell it. Anyway, let's show you what we've got going on for today. A nice day here in the northeast of New England. Flood watches, though, down through the southeast. Heavy rain, Great Lakes into the Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys. A little chilly back through the northern Rockies. For tomorrow, more flooding storms through the northeast, also into the Great Lakes. Desert heat building in the southwest, but it'll be nice and mild in the northern Rockies. And that is your latest weather. Oh, Savannah!
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. You know what I was just talking
to? Who are you talking to?
A rising star named Savannah from Tucson.
Oh!
And you just moved to New York City?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, go get him.
History repeats itself. No pressure.
Right, how cute
it's
is
like
that?
A time machine.
It's
just like you and you.
I don't think I was ever that adorable at all.
Do you like chicken wings, Savannah? Do you like chicken wings?
Or do you call them bones with sauce?
She doesn't like them.
She said no.
She has no idea.
Oysters?
Just,
no. You're the one and the same.
Yeah, we are. Go get them, Savannah. All right, coming up next, another young star. She uses her words to inspire. We're going to catch up with poet Amanda Gorman on her remarkable year and the new way she's making the world a better place, one beautiful verse at a time. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Is there a train coming through?
Is that
through?
The oyster cart?
The oyster cart.
Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're having the wave. We have all the feels. Who could forget those words? That's, of course, Amanda Gorman. She captivated the world back in January. She became the youngest inaugural poet
ever. Well, since then, she's become the first poet to perform at the Super Bowl. She co-chaired the Met Gala, look at you, and she was named a number one New York Times best-selling author. I haven't even said half the things you've done.
No, I know. And now, by the way, she's out with her debut book. It's a picture book. It's called Change Sings. We are delighted to have Amanda with us.
Hi.
Amanda, there's so much to discuss. This book is absolutely beautiful, but boy, have you been on a whirlwind. I mean, you kind of captivated the nation back in January. Just how has this ride been for you up to this point?
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here today. And I've just been riding the roller coaster, enjoying it. You know, it hasn't even been a year yet, and I'm looking back and my life has changed. So I'm just so grateful for all of it.
It's incredible. Actually, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, was that just 9 months
ago? Exactly.
Yeah. And so much has happened. Chairing the Met Gala, you're a Harvard grad. You were the cover of Vogue. Actually, we have a really cute thing. Yeah. We should just roll it with your mom seeing your cover for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Show that. It's so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's not it. Sorry, wrong thing. They weren't ready for that. We'll show up. But anyway, just like, how do you even handle such a whirlwind and such an overwhelming amount of attention and success that fast? Mm.
I'm very fortunate. I have family and friends who keep me grounded and remind me of who I am. And what often I think about is writing for me is always home. So it doesn't matter if I go to the moon and back. Whenever I pick up a pen, I'm where I belong, where I need to be. And that helps keep me planted firmly on the ground.
For those who don't know your backstory, I mean, you had to overcome a speech impediment.
Yes.
I mean, you had poetry in your heart and soul forever, but speaking the words was a big deal and was a difficult thing to overcome. So I just thought about you because I was Googling you right before you went on, and I thought, look at her standing there in front of the world, really, and saying those words. How did you overcome that? To be able to perform that way?
Well, honestly, it took years and years of practice, speech therapy to overcome my speech impediment. I mean, I remember being 20 years old, so this is like 3 years ago, and still not even being able to really fully say my last name. And so I had to put in the work, the labor. I listened to Hamilton a lot and tried to rap with the actors. And over time, that not only kind of engaged my love for poetry, but engaged my love for my own voice to the point that I could have a stage and could hear it with love and acceptance.
I also love about you, Amanda, that you know that you want to run for president one day.
Yes,
you know the year it's going to happen when you become eligible. What is it?
2036. Yes.
Yeah. Just checking. You knew. And you know that it's, for some people, you go, oh my gosh, she already has those political ambitions. Why do you, where did that dream come from?
Yeah. Mm.
And why do you want to be president?
That's a great question. I mean, I remember being around 11 years old and I was in class talking very passionately, as I do, about things I wanted to change in the world, and my teacher said to me, quite jokingly, ha ha ha, you should run for president. And I said, yes, I should. And so it became this ambition where, for me, it means that the hopes that I have for making the world a better place, I have to think more expansively beyond poetry. It's not just writing, it's doing right as well. And if I can do that while changing political institutions, changing the quality of life in my own home country, I think that's a great extension of poetry.
You're doing it right now. This book, Change Sings, is, by the way, the prose is beautiful, the pictures are amazing. What do you hope people take away from this book?
It means so much to see it. This has been like 4 years in the making, so it means so much. For me, I wanted to write a children's book in which young readers can see themselves as real agents of change within the world. I was speaking with so many family members and guardians who asked me, how do I talk about the world with my child? And I said, first and foremost, by highlighting how important they are to our future. And that's really the core of the message of Change Sings.
Well, it's just so beautiful. And you wrote this well before the inauguration.
Oh, yes.
Well before you were a household name. Oh. Well before you were on the cover of Vogue. Wait, I do think we have the video now. Let's just see your mama, because she's so proud of you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Amanda. Absolutely gorgeous. That's my daughter!
Yes, it is. I love that. Amanda, thank you. Make everybody proud. Thank you so much. The book is called Change Sings, and it's out right now.
Pick it up. Our girls love it. So yours will too. Just ahead, we need to touch up your roots. Have you ever heard of magnetic mascara? We are revealing the winners of Allure's Best of Beauty. But first, this is Today on NBC. Beautiful. Yay!
Yeah.
We're back today. Style this morning, new products to consider adding to your beauty routine.
Our friends at Allure, they tested thousands of products for their annual Best of Beauty issue. We all wait for this to come, and here it is. Taking us shopping through some of the winners is Allure's editor-in-chief, Jessica Krull. And you can follow along as we go by scanning that QR code on your screen. Jessica, we wait for your list because you save us so much time, and we're excited. And you're going to start us off with some sunscreen?
Yes, that's what we're here for. Yeah. You know, our editor says for months to make sure that our readers are getting the best of the best.
Okay.
And so when it comes to skin, we're really excited about this sunscreen.
Okay.
This is a mineral sunscreen from Kinship.
Okay.
And it has this like pearly tint, but it blends in really well. And the thing that's great about this is it's a clean winner.
Yeah.
So that means that it's without 15 ingredients, including chemical sunscreens, parabens,
but it has zinc, which is
protect you, and it has SPF 32, which is really important.
Got it. All right.
I also love this AHC Aquahyaluronic Serum.
Mm.
When it comes to serum, hyaluronic acid is the one that's just the easiest to use.
Right.
It layers well with other products.
Mm-hmm.
It moisturizes, and it's going to give you that dewy effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going
to plump you up.
So where do you
do it in the morning, or how do you do it?
You can do it morning and night, and you layer it on right after you cleanse before you moisturize.
It's also not $1 million. Like, a lot of those serums can be real spendy.
It's 34, so that's right on the...
Selena Gomez has a product for us.
Yes! Oh, so Selena Gomez launched her makeup line last year, and our editors have been using it ever since.
Oh.
And we love this blush because blush can be used, obviously, on your cheeks.
Yes.
But I like to cheat and use it on my eyelids and my lips, too.
Wait, what?
Because I'm lazy.
It's an all-in-one?
No, I like it. So you just do like a little dab.
Yeah,
dab
a little color here, a little on your eyes, a little on your lips. It's creamy.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that.
Yes.
Cute color.
It's almost like a stain.
Ooh.
If we touch them all, then we can keep them.
Yes. That's the trick. So Ilia Beauty has this eye tint. It's called the Chromatic Eye Tint. And when you don't know how to do eyeshadow, which is me, I'm not very good at eyeshadow, you can just use this, put the wand directly on your lid, and blend with your fingers.
So does it have like a powdery look in the end, like the finish?
Yes, it starts as a liquid, but then it turns into a powder.
Okay.
Yes, let me give you a little bit there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cute. And you just put it right on there. And then you dab it in?
You can dab it in. You can use a blush
and then
to blend.
And it looks powdery. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
but
be cute.
You can do a little bit or you can do a lot.
I like that you can build it up.
You can build it up.
And that's clean beauty, too, isn't it?
This is also a clean winner. So it's without those 15 ingredients.
Why do we bring our shopping carts?
I don't know.
What's next?
So another thing that brows are so important, especially in the time of masks. So this Flower Beauty Skinny Brow is great because...
Yeah.
It will let you do little strokes of hair, almost as if you got microbladed.
Okay.
But it's $10 and far less painful.
$10 I love that. And then it has that little brush so you can kind of blend.
Right, so you can blend it in after you've done making the
strokes. Blend is your friend.
All right, I love this. Magnetic mascara, I want to know.
Yeah, so this is a breakthrough winner. Benefit Their Real Mascara. And if it's a breakthrough, that means there's some great technology.
Okay.
This wand has a magnet inside.
Stop it.
Yes, and so the magnet grabs the formula and makes sure it gets to your lashes.
Okay, so it doesn't stick to your lashes.
No, it makes sure it doesn't clump, so they get extra length.
We just have 1 minute.
1 minute.
We want to get to all your products.
This gloss is from Maybelline, and it gives you extra shine.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a red lip person, now you're going to want to do gloss because taking that mask on and off,
yeah.
It's got hyaluronic acid, which makes it amazing.
That's the magic ingredient.
Oh, okay.
This twist and set from Taraji P. Henson's line. I used it on my hair before
I
came
Taraji.
Here.
Okay.
It is great for natural hair, and it's wonderful for elongation and definition.
Is it a styling thing you do when your hair's dry?
Yeah, so I use it when my hair is wet,
yes.
And then I let it dry after I've used it.
Looking so cute.
Get the roots.
Yes, so our editors missed their colorists so much over the past year, and
I love this.
Gets rid of grays.
Paint it on. Just
like that.
Color it on.
And you can last until your next shampoo.
Okay.
So you just put it over the gray.
Yeah, the Color Wow powder goes right on the part.
Oh, in the roots, okay.
And lastly?
And lastly, we have this Tresemme Keratin Shampoo and Conditioner.
Ooh.
$6 a piece.
What?
And it really helps with breakage.
Keratin shampoo is usually really expensive.
Your body needs protein and your hair needs protein too.
You did great, Jessica.
Thank you. We got it all in. It's like a marathon.
You can find these picks and even more winners by scanning that QR code or just go to today.com/shop.
Up next, the cake queen. I love her. Milk Bar's Christina Tosi. She's going to share a brilliant way to pump up the flavor and texture of your baked goods. You will never have a dry bite again. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Great job.
Thank you.
You did real good.
Thank you.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome back. This morning on Today Food, Christina Tosi, of course, the founder of Milk Bars. What are your favorite spots?
Oh, I love it.
Christina's also a children's author now.
That's right. She's releasing her first ever children's book today. It is called Every Cake Has a Story.
Perfect.
And follows a young girl who chases a life full of color and expression by creating cakes with her friends. Christina, as you know, we're all huge fans of yours. We do believe that you have the great almighty Midas touch. Everything you touch, yes, we want to eat. But tell us more about the book. It sounds so fascinating.
So the book is about this little girl named Sammy. She lives in Samesville. Everything is the same. And she asked that question that you do at an age of, like, life can and should be more exciting and full of possibility and creativity and individuality. And that's what she sort of discovers in the world through the lens of layer cake, one of my favorite things.
I love that your characters look like America, too. Yeah. You've got... Looks like your character is.
It's important, right?
Yeah.
Representation matters. What do we
think? I mean, every cake has a story, every kid has a story, every ingredient has a story, and for me, that's what it's all about.
Mm. Yeah. Does it have recipes, or is it just for inspiration for the little ones?
There is a recipe at the very end of the book. It is for an amazing strawberry frosting. Ooh. But what I have for you all today are recipes on recipes for how to breathe that individuality and creativity into your average cake at home, all the way up to, like, one of Milk Bar's best cakes on the menu this fall, the apple cider donut layer cake.
I'm a huge fan of the creamsicle, and you're making a creamsicle soak. I love this.
You ready for the creamsicle moment? Okay, you take just like a standard vanilla sheet cake at home. You grab some orange juice from the fridge. You pour it into some milk or some heavy cream to get that nice creamsicle moment. You take a fork, you poke it into cake, and then you take that creamsicle moment of orange juice and heavy cream.
What?
And you pour that creamsicle into the cake. Your cake's gonna sponge it up.
Christina's like a mad scientist. I love this.
Okay, and then what? Keep going.
Okay, but that's not it. There's a chocolate, double chocolate chip cake. Some of you might be into that sort of like peppermint chocolate moment of the season. Take a little bit of peppermint extract. Put it into a little bit of milk. This idea of cake soak, what you soak your cake with, can bring flavor and personality.
Can I ask you something, Christina, and don't be mad? Could you use like a box?
Of course.
Okay, could I use a boxed cake for that?
100%.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
100%. I just want to say, I didn't learn how to make cake until I moved to New York City to go to culinary school. I thought cake came from a box. But still, whether it's box cake or fresh cake, there's so many amazing things that you can do with it. You could take like your standard cake box mix, add a little bit of cinnamon, bake it into these rounds, use some apple cider to soak the cake, and all of a sudden you have this like brilliant take on fall flavors, right?
Now, how do you make it so
gonna
it's
do
not
the same thing,
soggy.
Soak it up.
Yeah, that's a good question.
How many holes? Maybe it's about how many holes you put in.
So that, some holes, or honestly, a little bit of cake soak, it's a pastry chef's like hidden secret. It keeps your cake nice and fresh and moist for multiple days. You need 3 or 4 splashes or paint brushes down. Okay. Your cake will actually sponge up. You know you've gone too far when you've got a little like cake soup floating out the bottom.
Yeah.
No one's mad at cake that is a little bit, has a little bit more flavor and a little bit more moisture, but no one wants dry cake, which is why cake soaks is where it's at.
Wow.
My mind is,
this is
revolutionary. You're the modern day Willy Wonka. That's who you are.
Now, once you soak it, could you put some frosting on it?
You can put frosting on it. I have this like incredible chocolate swirl peppermint frosting.
Come on.
Of course you do.
That chocolate cake.
Look at that.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Why are you here?
I mean, it looks a little bit like an ice cream sundae.
Yum.
But are you guys ready? My favorite frosting that we have out, which by the way, we're getting down with Hoda and Jenna later on.
What is it?
It's a donut frosting that we layer up.
What?
Donut frosting, apple cider donut
cake. I'm 5 pounds listening to this segment.
Today.com/shop.
Every cake has a story.
We'll see you at 10.
Congrats on the book, Christina.
Bye.
I'll see you at 10. Every cake has...
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.